Okay, so, I think we've all probably heard a ton about this whole digital transformation thing by now, right? Like, it's everywhere. Every organization seems to be trying to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, it's inescapable, isn't it? It's like the holy grail of modern business.
Right. But, there's something that I think is kind of a little bit alarming, to be honest. There is this study done by the Boston Consulting Group. They surveyed like 850 companies, right? And get this, a whopping 65% of them, so like two out of every three, said they didn't really get the results they were looking for from all their digital transformation efforts. Like, think about that for a
Yeah,
second.
that's a pretty significant number. I mean, it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Like, what's going wrong here?
Well, exactly. And it gets even worse. Yeah, because if you look specifically at healthcare, which is what we're going to be focusing on today, it's actually even more challenging. Yeah, so there's this research from Forth and some other folks published in 2022, and they found that the success rate for digital transformation in healthcare was a dismal 16%.
Wow, 16%. That's really low.
Yeah, really, really low. So, when you see numbers like that, it really makes you step back and think, like, what is it about healthcare specifically that makes this so difficult?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think healthcare is kind of unique in a lot of ways, right? Like
Yeah.
the stakes are incredibly high. You're dealing with people's lives, so there's very little room for error.
Right. Patient safety is paramount. You can't mess around with that.
Absolutely. And then on top of that, you've got this whole web of regulations,
Yeah,
right,
right.
which are constantly changing.
Yeah.
And
Well.
then there are, of course, the ethical considerations, especially when it comes to patient data, like privacy and
Oh
confidentiality.
my gosh, absolutely. That's a huge one.
Yeah, and then, best practices are constantly evolving in healthcare, right? Like what's considered cutting edge today might be obsolete tomorrow.
It's true. It's a very fast-moving field. So, we know that the landscape is tough, especially in healthcare, like we've been talking about. But today, we're not just going to focus on all the doom and gloom, right?
No.
We actually want to dive deep into some research that's actually quite optimistic, and it looks at a really crucial aspect of digital transformation that often gets overlooked, and that is the people.
The human factor.
The employees,
Yeah.
yeah, exactly.
Right.
So how they actually influence the success of this whole data-driven digital transformation thing.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's people who are implementing these changes.
Right. And it's the people who are being impacted by them. So the sources that we've been looking at for this deep dive, they kind of come at it from this thing called a sociocognitive perspective. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the general idea. It's basically about how our social environment, our thoughts, and our behaviors, like all interact and influence each other.
Right, and how those interactions actually shape the outcomes of things like digital transformation initiatives.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's be honest, it's not just about the technology,
Right.
it's about how people use it.
Exactly. And how they feel about it, how they adapt to it.
All of that.
Yeah. So I think our mission today is to really pull out the key insights from this research so we can understand how absolutely essential employees are in making these things actually work,
Yeah, to make digital transformation actually transform something, right?
Yeah,
This
exactly.
for the better, hopefully.
Absolutely. Okay, so before we jump into all the nitty-gritty, let's make sure we're all on the same page about some key terms,
Right.
just to avoid any confusion. So the research that we've been looking at from Papanenyu and some colleagues, it was published in 2022. They make this really important distinction between just digital transformation, kind of the general term,
Right.
and something called data-driven digital transformation.
Okay, so like what's the difference?
Yeah, what's the key difference there? What makes it data-driven?
Well, I think the key thing here is the emphasis on data, right? So like regular digital transformation might involve adopting new technology for, various things in the organization.
Sure.
But when it's data-driven, it's specifically about using data and technology to really fundamentally change how the organization functions, like its core capabilities and even its structure.
So it's not just about like digitizing your records or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just about like taking what you already do and putting it online.
Right.
It's about using the data that you gather to make better decisions and to actually redesign how you do
So
things.
it's more strategic.
Much more strategic, yeah. It's about leveraging the insights that you get from data to actually improve the way you operate.
Gotcha. So like using data to actually inform and drive the transformation.
Exactly. It's not just about having the technology. It's about using it intelligently.
I like that, using it intelligently. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it's not just about like having the fancy gadgets, you know?
Right.
It's about using the information that you gather from those gadgets to actually make better decisions and ultimately improve things for everyone involved.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? To make things better.
To make things better, yeah. Okay, so another term that pops up a lot in this research is operational productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to kind of define that, especially when we're talking about something like healthcare, right?
Absolutely.
So what does operational productivity actually mean when we're talking about like a hospital setting?
So imagine you're running a hospital,
right?
You have a limited amount of resources, staff, equipment, supplies, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Operational productivity is basically about how efficiently you're using those resources to deliver the best possible patient care.
Okay, so like getting the most out of what you have.
Exactly. It's like how much output are you getting for a given input?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can achieve the same or even better outcomes for your patients while using fewer resources, that's higher operational productivity.
So it's about working smarter, not harder.
Yeah, I like that. Working smarter, not harder. It's about streamlining processes, eliminating waste, and making sure everyone is working as effectively as possible.
Right, making the most of what you've got. All right, so now let's talk about the framework that underpins a lot of this research, which is called sociocognitive theory.
Right.
It might sound a bit academic, but I think it's a really powerful way of understanding how all of this stuff actually works in the real world. So can you break it down for us? What's the core idea behind sociocognitive theory?
Yeah, sure. So sociocognitive theory, at its heart, is about how our social environment, our thoughts, and our behaviors are all interconnected.
Right.
They all influence each other. It's not just a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you work in a really supportive environment, a place where you feel safe to speak your mind, that might make you feel more confident in your abilities.
Right, absolutely.
Which might then lead you to, you know, take more initiative, to contribute more, to be more proactive in your work.
It's like a positive feedback loop.
Exactly. A positive feedback loop. And on the flip side, if you're in a really toxic environment where you're constantly afraid of making mistakes, it can have the opposite effect.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It can really shut people down.
Absolutely. So that's kind of the basic idea behind sociocognitive theory. It's all about how these different factors interact to shape how we think and how we behave.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like a more holistic view of how people function within organizations, taking into account not just their individual characteristics, but also the context they're in.
Exactly. It's not just about the individual. It's about the system.
The system, right. Okay, so within this theory, the research specifically focuses on two key concepts, psychological safety and employee-led process improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both of these are super relevant to anyone who works in any organization, really.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So let's start with psychological safety. What does that actually mean in a workplace setting?
Yeah, so psychological safety basically means that employees feel safe to speak up, to share their ideas, even if those ideas are kind of crazy or out there.
Right.
It means feeling safe to ask questions, even if those questions seem basic or silly.
So, like, no dumb questions.
Exactly. No dumb questions. And it also means feeling safe to admit mistakes without fear of, you know, being punished or ridiculed.
Right. Without fear of repercussions.
Yeah, exactly. It's about creating a culture where it's okay to be vulnerable, where it's okay to not know everything.
Because we're all human. Right.
Exactly. We're all human. And we all make mistakes. And if we can't admit to those mistakes and learn from them, then we're never going to improve.
So true. So it sounds like psychological safety is really about building trust, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's about creating an environment where people feel comfortable taking risks, where they feel supported by their colleagues and their leaders.
And where they feel valued for their unique perspectives and contributions.
Exactly. Because everyone has something to offer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so that's psychological safety. Now let's talk about employee-led process improvement. What does that look like in practice?
So employee-led process improvement is basically about empowering employees to identify and implement improvements to the way things are done in the organization.
Okay, so it's about giving employees more ownership over their work.
Exactly. It's about tapping into their knowledge and their experience because they're the ones who are actually doing the work day in and day out, right?
Right, they're the ones on the front line.
Exactly. So they often have the best insights into how things could be done more efficiently, more effectively, and more safely.
So it's about harnessing that frontline wisdom.
Yeah, I like that. Harnessing that frontline wisdom. It's about creating a culture where employees feel empowered to speak up and say, hey, I think we could do this better.
And where their suggestions are actually taken seriously.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the best ideas often come from the people who are closest to the work.
Right. Not necessarily from the top down. Okay, so we've got these two key concepts, psychological safety and employee-led process improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do these things actually relate to the success of data-driven digital transformation and ultimately operational productivity? What's the connection there?
Okay, so the central argument that this research is making is that psychological safety is like the foundation.
Okay.
It creates the conditions for everything else to happen. So when employees feel safe, they're more likely to engage in employee-led process improvement. Right. They're more likely to speak up, to share their ideas, to take ownership.
Right.
And those process improvements, in turn, lead to better outcomes like increased efficiency, reduced errors, better quality of care, all of those things.
Which in turn lead to higher operational productivity.
Exactly. So it's like a chain reaction.
A domino effect.
Yeah, a domino effect. And data-driven digital transformation plays a key role in this as well.
Okay. How so?
Well, when you have a culture of psychological safety, it makes it easier to implement and adopt new technologies because people are more open to change, they're more willing to learn new things, and they're less resistant to, you know, the disruptions that often come with digital transformation.
Because they feel safe to experiment, to make mistakes, to figure things out.
Exactly. And when those technologies are implemented effectively, they can really help to streamline processes, to improve communication, and to give people access to the information they need to do their jobs better.
So it's like technology can be a powerful tool for amplifying those process improvements that are being driven by employees.
Exactly. It's about using technology to support and enhance the work that people are already doing.
Right. Not to replace them or to control them.
Exactly. So it's all about creating the synergy between people and technology.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. Synergy between people and technology. Now, the research actually looked at three specific ways that these things might be connected, which they called hypotheses.
Right.
So let's break those down one by one. The first hypothesis focuses on employee-led process improvement as the link between psychological safety and operational productivity. So how does that work? What's the logic there?
So the idea here is that when people feel safe at work, they're more likely to be engaged and proactive,
mm-hmm.
right? They're more likely to be thinking about how to improve things, how to make things better.
Because they're not afraid to rock the boat.
Exactly. And when they see something that could be done better, they're more likely to speak up and suggest a change.
Right.
And when those suggestions are implemented, it can lead to all sorts of positive outcomes.
Yeah.
Fewer errors, more efficient use of resources, better quality of care.
Which all contribute to higher operational productivity.
Exactly. So employee-led process improvement is basically the mechanism through which psychological safety leads to better performance.
Gotcha. So it's like, safety leads to engagement, which leads to improvement, which leads to productivity.
That's the basic idea.
Okay, cool. Now, the second hypothesis looks at data-driven digital transformation as the mediator between psychological safety and operational productivity. So how does that connection work?
So this hypothesis is saying that when you have a culture of psychological safety, it creates a more positive and open environment overall.
Mm.
People are more willing to embrace new ideas, they're more comfortable with change, and they're more likely to see the potential benefits of digital transformation.
So it's like safety creates a fertile ground for innovation.
Exactly. It removes a lot of the fear and resistance that can often hinder digital transformation efforts.
Right, because people aren't so worried about like losing their jobs or being replaced by robots.
Exactly. They're more likely to see technology as a tool that can help them do their jobs better.
And when they're on board with the technology, they're more likely to use it effectively, which can then lead to all sorts of productivity gains.
Exactly. So it's like psychological safety creates the conditions for successful digital transformation, which then drives operational productivity.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, the third hypothesis is a little bit more complex. It suggests that both employee-led process improvement and data-driven digital transformation serially mediate the relationship between psychological safety and operational productivity. Can you break that down for us? What does serially mediate mean in this context?
Yeah. So serially mediate basically means that these two things, employee-led process improvement and data-driven digital transformation, they work together in a sequence.
Okay.
It's not just that one or the other is important, it's that they both play a role and they build on each other.
So it's like a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, kind of like that. So the idea is that when employees feel safe, they're more likely to engage in employee-led process improvement, right? We've already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And those process improvements can actually make it easier to implement and adopt new technologies effectively.
Okay, so how does that work?
Well, for example, let's say that employees identify a bottleneck in a particular process.
Yeah.
Through their employee-led process improvement efforts, they might come up with a way to streamline that process to make it more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might realize that there's a digital tool that could help them automate some of those steps or to track data more effectively or to improve communication.
So the process improvement actually paves the way for a more targeted and effective use of technology.
Exactly. It's not just about throwing technology at a problem. It's about using technology strategically to support the improvements that are already happening on the ground.
Right. It's like the employees are the ones who identify the need, and then the technology comes in to help them meet that need more effectively.
Exactly. So it's this really cool interplay between people and technology. And when you have both of those things working together, it can lead to some really significant gains in operational productivity.
So it's like 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah, exactly. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
I love that. Okay, so these hypotheses are all really interesting. But this wasn't just a theoretical exercise, right? They actually did some real-world research to test these ideas.
Yeah, they did.
So tell us about that. What did they do?
So they conducted a survey of 183 healthcare providers in Australia.
Okay.
And they asked them a bunch of questions about their experiences with psychological safety, employee-led process improvement, data-driven digital transformation, and operational productivity.
So they were trying to see if there was actually a correlation between all these things?
Exactly. They wanted to see if their hypotheses held up in the real world.
Right. And what did they find?
Well, the results were actually pretty amazing. They found support for all three of their hypotheses.
Wow, all three.
Yeah, all three. So it seems like there really is a strong connection between psychological safety and operational productivity.
And it works through those two pathways, employee-led process improvement and data-driven digital transformation.
Exactly. And they also found that the serial mediation effect was significant, meaning that those two pathways work together in a sequence to drive productivity gains.
So it's not just an either-or situation. It's about both.
Yeah, both are important.
Yeah.
And they also found that the total indirect effect of psychological safety on operational productivity was significant.
What does that mean?
Basically, it means that psychological safety has a big impact on productivity, but it does so indirectly through these other factors.
So it's not like psychological safety directly leads to higher productivity.
Not necessarily. It's more like psychological safety creates the conditions for other things to happen, like employee-led process improvement and data-driven digital transformation. And those things are what ultimately drive productivity gains.
Okay. So it's like a ripple effect.
Yeah, kind of like that. And one more thing I thought was interesting. They controlled for hospital size in their analysis.
Why did they do that?
Well, because larger hospitals might have more resources and more complex systems, which could potentially influence the results.
So they wanted to make sure that hospital size wasn't skewing the findings.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. So overall, it sounds like the evidence is pretty compelling. Psychological safety really does seem to matter.
Yeah, it really does.
And it matters not just for employee well-being, but also for organizational performance.
Absolutely.
So what are the key takeaways from all of this? What are the big picture implications, both for researchers and for practitioners?
Well, I think one of the most important takeaways is that we need to start thinking about digital transformation in a more holistic way.
Okay.
It's not just about the technology.
Right.
It's about the people.
The people, yeah.
And it's about the culture.
So it's not just an IT project.
No, it's an organizational change initiative.
It affects the entire organization.
Right. Exactly. And I think this research really highlights the importance of psychological safety as a key driver of successful digital transformation.
Right, because when people feel safe, they're more likely to embrace change, to be creative, to innovate, and to use technology effectively.
Exactly. And I think another important takeaway is that we need to focus more on employee-led process improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Because the best ideas often come from the people who are closest to the work.
The people on the front lines.
Exactly. So we need to create a culture where employees feel empowered to speak up and to share their ideas.
And where their ideas are actually taken seriously.
Absolutely. And I think this research gives us some really concrete strategies for how to do that.
Like fostering psychological safety and empowering employees to drive process improvement.
Exactly. So for practitioners, I think the message is clear. If you want to succeed with digital transformation, you need to start by creating a culture of safety and trust.
And you need to involve your employees in the process from the very beginning.
Yeah, because they're the ones who are going to make it happen.
They're the ones who are going to make it or break it.
Exactly.
Okay, so the big aha moment here is that by creating a supportive and trusting work environment, organizations can unlock the full potential of their employees.
Yeah, and that can lead to some pretty amazing results.
Like successful digital transformation, improved operational productivity, and a more engaged and satisfied workforce.
All of that, yeah.
So as you're going about your day-to-day, maybe take a moment to reflect on your own work environment. Mm. How much emphasis is placed on psychological safety in your organization?
Yeah, think about it.
And what could be the untapped potential for improvement if you focused more on this crucial human element?
It's worth considering.
It is. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
We'll see you next time.
Until next time.